From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Pentagon confirms six U.S. service members killed by a suicide bomber Monday in an attack on a NATO patrol near Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack, saying a suicide bomber on the motorcycle killed 19 soldiers. The Taliban is notorious for exaggerating casualty numbers. NATO says it is investigating. VOA's Ayaz Gul reports the location is of note.
This area north of Kabul has been the base of Hizb-e Islami, another militant group which is led by former Afghan Prime Minister Gulbuddin Hikmatyar, who is obviously wanted by the United States. So this area in Afghanistan has been a strong base of Gulbuddin Hikmatyar. So mixing up with the population and getting support from the local population for the Taliban is not difficult. So it is quite possible someone from within the population not far from the Bagram Air Base might have helped the Taliban to carry out this attack.
Ayaz Gul reporting from Islamabad. President Barack Obama expressed confidence those opposing the Islamic State group will prevail and there will be significant progress before he leaves office. In an interview with NPR News released Monday, President Obama called the Islamic State a virulent, nasty organization.
It is also important for us to keep things in perspective. And this is not an organization that can destroy the United States. This is not a huge industrial power that can pose great risks to us institutionally or in a systematic way.
The president stressed the worst damage could be if U.S. people lose their values. Opposition activists in Djibouti say as many as 19 people died today when security forces opened fire on a religious gathering in the capital. Witnesses said the troops targeted a group in the Bala neighborhood commemorating the late religious leader Sheikh Yonis Muse. Security forces raided the venue at around 5 a.m. local time and began shooting, according to sources. Deposed FIFA president Sepp Blatter says he'll be back after the Ethics Committee of Football's governing body banned him and Michel Platini, head of the Union of European Football Association, from the sport for 8 years. The committee took the action against Blatter and Platini over a $2 million payment Blatter made to Platini in 2011. Swiss prosecutors have now opened a criminal investigation into the payment. Blatter says the money was evidence of an oral contract with Platini for $2 million. FIFA judges said the evidence of such a contract was not convincing and was rejected. The Russian military says it has been unable to retrieve information from the flight data recorder recovered from a warplane shot down by Turkey last month. The head of Russia's military flight safety service said an inspection of the recorder shows 13 of 16 microchips are nearly ruined. The others damaged, and pulling any information from them will take time. Turkey shot down the Russian bomber on November 24th near the country's border with Syria, saying it violated Turkish airspace. Some observers see Turkey's current crises with Russia, as well as Iraq and Iran, as a strategic change in Ankara's foreign policy. For generations, Turkey avoided intervention in the affairs of its neighbors, but as Dorian Jones reports for VOA, these days Ankara is taking a more assertive approach.
Turkey remains one of the strongest backers of the Syrian rebels and loudest voices for the overthrow of Syria's president Bashar al-Assad. Early this month, it dispatched tanks and soldiers to Iraq without Baghdad's permission. While Turkey insists it remains committed to respecting the territorial integrity of its neighbours, its actions indicate it has abandoned a decades-long foreign policy, says Aydin Selicin, a retired Turkish diplomat who opened Turkey's first consulate in Iraqi Kurdistan.
What we do in Syria, helping some militias trying to topple Assad, and what we are doing in Iraq is quite an interventionist foreign policy based on, let's say, values or in certain cases, in natural interest.
Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
India's Supreme Court has rejected an appeal to keep one of six males who brutally raped a young woman in 2012 in prison. The court said Monday, under the present law, detention cannot be extended beyond 3 years. Five of the offenders were sent to prison. The youngest, 17 at the time, was sent to a correctional facility for 3 years, the maximum allowed under Indian law. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.